Roger Goodell, the commissioner, at the podium.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have traded the 7th pick to the Buffalo Bills. With the 7th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Josh Allen, quarterback, Wyoming.
Tre'Davious White, defensive back, LSU.
Jermaine Edmonds, linebacker, Virginia Tech.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I am your host of Locked On Bills. Happy Thursday to you all. Hope you guys enjoyed yesterday's Water Cooler Wednesday with Rico Bellany from Buffalo Fanatics. You guys should know that that was one of the most listened to podcasts we've ever recorded. Actually, the most listened to podcast we've ever recorded together on Locked On Bills. So if you missed it, then you need to go back and listen to that, because Rico brought some great insight to the table, and him and I had what I thought was a very fun discussion. So make sure you go and check that thing out. Make sure you get your Twitter Tuesdays in. We've had several roll in already, but I'm looking forward to getting into your outstanding takes and questions next Tuesday on Twitter Tuesday. So go ahead and get those things in advance. That way I have the full list. Sometimes you guys pile them in on Monday, and I'm kind of trying to find that line between, all right, let's kind of close the door here and get this thing recorded, but also kind of keeping the door open so that I can get to as many of you guys as I can. So get them in advance. That way we don't miss anything. All right. Today on the show, the first thing we needed to do is talk about the Bills signing yet another offensive lineman. The Bills signed Quentin Spain, offensive guard from the Tennessee Titans, the 6th unrestricted free agent offensive lineman that Brandon Bean has added to this mix. Do you think maybe he wanted to never go through what he went through last year with the front five? That was clearly not ever to be in the cards again for the Buffalo Bills under the direction of Brandon Bean, who has now signed 6 offensive linemen this offseason. Haven't even had the draft yet. And the Bills have done that much. There's been that much overall already with the starting and backup offensive line situation. Quentin Spain, 4 years in the NFL, basically started for 3 of those 4 years, started for 3.5 seasons. He's already started 48 games throughout his career. He was an undrafted free agent from West Virginia, and he is 27 years old, 6'4", 330 pounds. Some things about him. First of all, he kind of profiles as a run blocker with his size and strength, and there's some really high moments on film where you see this guy really move bodies, but he doesn't necessarily grade well, at least for Pro Football Focus, as a run blocker. His grades every year, starting in 2015, he had a grade of a 50. In 2016, 80.8, which is outstanding. 2017, 62.4. And 2018, 57.3 in terms of just run blocking. Now, when you flip to the pass blocking, he's been very consistent according to Pro Football Focus across his career. 2015, he graded at 78.9. 2016, he graded at 77.7. 2017, he graded at 77.1. And in 2018, he graded at 75.6. So very consistent across the board. He only allowed 1 sack last year in 466 pass blocks, blocking reps. He's allowed 9 sacks for his career on 1,777 pass blocking snaps. So this is a guy who does a good job of keeping the quarterback clean. And that's kind of what we want to hear, right? We want to make sure that Josh Allen is protected. And my God, did Brandon Bean do everything he can possibly do so far this offseason to make sure that there is able bodies in front of him with this offensive line. Now let's look at his overall grades by year for Pro Football Focus. In 2015, 62.6. 2016, 84.2. That was like his banner year. His best season was year 2 of his career. In 2017, he graded at 66.9, and in 2018, 62.3. So what this tells me is, based on their grading, is that he's a pretty average guard. And on one hand, that sounds pretty good based on what we experienced last year. But can he refine that 2016 form? I think that's going to be the key here. Signed a one-year deal with the Bills a few weeks into free agency. So obviously he wasn't quite the highly sought after free agent guard that, you know, a team was looking to invest big dollars in, because, you know, he kind of goes on that third tier of free agents and signs a 1 year deal with the Bills, where they've already added five other free agent offensive linemen. So, you know, you get a little bit skeptical about that type of stuff. Like, why wasn't his market bigger? Why didn't he get a bigger, longer deal? You know, it's what goes into that? Does he, I mean, you'd have to think at 27 years old, signing a 1 year deal with the Bills, that he's trying to position himself for a big deal next year, right? I mean, even John Miller got a decent deal. Is he not a better blocker than John Miller? So that's kind of what's funky to me about this. Like, if he was that appealing, why wasn't he signed sooner for a bigger deal? John Miller did. John Miller got what, 3 years, $21 million from the Bengals? And Quentin Spain's on a one-year deal for the Bills. So that's kind of where my reservation comes in. Although, you know, there's a lot of positive things out there. People do like him. And I actually reached out to a few of my Titans contacts, people that I know cover the team or invested with the team. And I wanted to read some of those comments back to you. This one comes from Justin M underscore NFL. He said, I think Quentin Spain's a solid player. Probably wasn't the best fit in the Titans scheme anymore, but I was always a fan. Better athlete than he looks like and is and given credit for. He's more of a power mauler type, but he can move better than you'd guess. I believe he played tackle in college. I really like this signing for the Bills. Definitely an upgrade. I thought it was very interesting that the Titans benched him when the interior offensive line was struggling. Every Titans fan would agree that he was the best of the three interior offensive linemen last year, but the team obviously felt differently. This one comes from Teron Davenport. Teron Davenport covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. He said, Spain is a bruising, straightforward run blocker that is best suited in a power run scheme. He's a tough competitor. The best example of that was last year when he got benched for one game. Spain didn't pout. He went to work in practice and got the start the following week. Spain played well when he returned to the lineup and was a key part in Derrick Henry's late season surge. So Pro Football doesn't agree with us, but these Titans guys certainly have very high remarks for how good of a run blocker he was last year. And I'm looking at Pro Football Focus does not agree with that, but you just heard from Teron Davenport, who covers that team very closely, that really lit a fire under him, and he blocked very well in terms of the run game and was a big reason why Derrick Henry went nuts at the end of last season. So we'll see here. Obviously, he's in a situation here where he wants to prove himself, and you feel like you're going to get the best version of Quentin Spain in 2019, and he'll want to get paid. And if he gets paid, then either by the Bills, then that's great. Then you've got your guard situation figured out. If not, then maybe the Bills could be talking about a compensatory pick. Now, the Bills would have to not go as crazy in free agency next year to get a compensatory pick, and they have a ton of cap space. Last I checked, they have the most cap space in the league next year, so we'll see if Brandon Bean can hold his water. I'm not sure if he can, if he's got that money at his disposal, and you know how aggressive he was this year. We'll see how that goes, but you know what I really kind of think about with this signing is, you know, what does this mean for Wyatt Teller? You know, the left guard last year, fifth round pick, a favorite of many, including myself, for him to eventually get that job. He gets the job. The offense is better. He doesn't necessarily dominate, but you felt like maybe he was going to be a long-term answer there, potentially. Mid-round steal. Well, all the Bills have done since Wyatt Teller was inserted into the lineup and got to the offseason was sign John Feliciano and Quentin Spain and Spencer Long and bring in an insane amount of competition to this group. And you can almost look at it like this too, as they brought in LeAdrian Waddle and Ty Insecki, and that could push Deion Dawkins to guard. And so, you know, Wyatt Teller is a guy who I don't think he's safe right now at all. You know, the Bills at times last year kept 10 offensive linemen on the team, on the active 53-man roster, but typically teams only carry 8 or 9. So you look at this group and there's going to be a lot of cuts. There's a chance players that Brandon Bean signed this offseason will be cut. But if you think that's probably not true and they keep all six of those, plus Dawkins is 7, plus Teller would be 8, And now, I mean, I guess you're looking at Vlad Dukas, Russell Bodine, and Connor McDermott, and Ike Boker as all cuts. That would actually make sense to me. Maybe that is the six new guys plus Dawkins plus Teller. There's your eight offensive linemen. We'll see. Love the competition. Bobby Johnson has a big task ahead of him, sorting this all out, getting the right five, allowing them to gel, getting that communication down. You know, I think it's great to have this competition, but at some point, you've got to pick your starting offensive line, and they need to grow together. Now, and there's also that dynamic of, let's say your starting guards week one are Feliciano and Quentin Spain. Heck, if you don't perform, Teller could be in. Spencer Long could be in. You know, there's so much competition here. Every one of these guys have had successful seasons in the NFL. There's a lot of experience in this group. So a big task ahead for Bobby Johnson in his first season as the Bills offensive line coach. I came up with two different scenarios that I think right now could be your Buffalo Bills week one starting offensive line, assuming everyone's healthy. And I think you could probably come up with, I don't know, six or seven realistic different iterations of this. But to me, I thought the starting offensive line would come down to one of these two combinations. Left tackle, Ty Nsekhe. Left guard, Deion Dawkins. Center, Mitch Morse. That's always going to be true. That's the only thing we know for sure, that Mitch Morse is going to be the center. Right guard, Quentin Spain. Right tackle, Adrian Waddle. I think people are maybe sleeping on Adrian Waddle as potentially being that right tackle. The other combination I have is Deion Dawkins at left tackle, John Feliciano at left guard, center Mitch Morse, right guard Quentin Spain, and right tackle Ty Nsekhe. This is what I think is true. I think Nsekhe, Morse, and Dawkins will be starting somewhere on this offensive line. Morse at center, Dawkins potentially at guard or left tackle, Nsekhe at left tackle or right tackle. I think those three guys are most likely going to be starters. And then you've got to sort it out between Wyatt Teller, Spencer Long, John Feliciano, Larry Adrian Waddle, all those guys. Even Jeremiah Searles is part of this mix. We keep forgetting him. He was signed, brought back on a one-year extension. So there's a lot of moving parts here and a lot that can happen. But, you know, hopefully this competition really does bring out the best in everyone. And we look at this overhaul, and we're very pleased with what it put together, and we feel good about the Bills' offensive line. Clearly, Brandon Bean was never wanting to go through what he went through last year with that group, where they just really struggled to replace Incognito and Wood and Cordy Glenn. And those are big losses. And, you know, certainly you have a deep mix of very capable NFL starting offensive linemen to sort this thing out. All right, so the other thing that I want to do here on today's podcast is I want to do another one of these live mock draft simulations. But, you know, it seems like the last several times that I've done this, I had a very clear objective, whether that was present a scenario where the Bills took a defensive tackle in the first round, going through a scenario where the Bills pick a cornerback in the second round. Well, what I'm going to do this time is whatever I want to do. This is going to be what I would do if I were making the picks for the Bills through all seven rounds. So, you know, forget what scenarios I want to present. This is Joe Marino is the Buffalo Bills general manager, and he's making the picks. And so let's talk through it. I'm up on the clock here at number nine. I'm going on the draftnetwork.com using the mock draft machine to perform this mock draft. And the first eight picks are Kyler Murray, Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, Devin White, Juwan Taylor, Rashawn Gary, Montez Sweat. So here I am staring at the number nine pick, and I have Ed Oliver. I've got DK Metcalf. I've got TJ Hockenson. I've got Brian Burns. In my world, all of those guys are strong candidates. For me, though, in this scenario with Ed Oliver sliding and being here, he's exactly what I'm looking for in that wrecking ball interior defensive lineman that is going to penetrate the line of scrimmage and give the Bills another dude on this defensive line that can really win 1v1 and make plays behind the line of scrimmage. Something I think the Bills desperately, desperately need. All right, so that's my pick at number nine. That's what I would do, and that's going to be the case with every pick the rest of the way. Now, I'm up again here at number 40. And I think most people, most Bills fans, will tell you that the three biggest needs are defensive tackle, defensive end, and tight end. And I'm probably going to focus heavily on those, try to get those squared away here. I've already taken care of the interior defensive line. So I'm stuck with defensive end, and I'm stuck with tight end as two positions that I'd like to improve. Now, this is a difficult situation for me because there's two players that I am targeting and would like to have at number 40. One of them being Irv Smith from Alabama. He's available right now, the tight end. And also available is Chase Winovich, the edge rusher from Michigan. And I'm going to go with Chase Winovich, and let me tell you why. I know that everybody likes Irv Smith and the Brian Daboll thing. Everyone's excited about that. But I like the depth of this tight end group where I feel like I can get one that I like in the third round. But after Chase Winovich, I feel like the well runs pretty dry on these edge rushers. And I think Chase Winovich is a freaking stud. I think he's a better prospect than Rashawn Gary, his teammate there from Michigan. And he gives you a very dynamic edge rusher that has an insane motor. But it's not that he just plays hard. It's that he has technique, he has athleticism, and he has play strength, and he knows how to beat blocks. And so, my God, I love what I've done here in terms of adding Ed Oliver and Chase Winovich to go with Jerry Hughes, and now we've got some dudes all of a sudden that can get after the passer. So color me very happy with those first two picks. I'm going through the simulator here, going to the third round, and I'm really hoping to get a tight end that I like. And it looks like I am going to be very happy because my dude, Cahal Warring, tight end from San Diego State, is on the board. I think, honest to God, my realistic dream first three picks just happened. Ed Oliver at 9, at number 40, Chase Winovich, and at number 96, Cahal Warring. Let me tell you about this Cahal Warring. This is a guy who played about 15 different sports in high school, probably half of that. But he played a lot of sports in high school, but only 1 year of high school football. He walks on at San Diego State. He's a scholarship athlete by 2017. And you can just tell. I've seen him in person a couple times now. I've been around him. He is just a competitive dude. His body composition, you can just tell he's an athlete. And the way that he competes on the football field is just a guy that's competed his whole life. And I love that about him. I think he's a very good athlete. I think he can probably help you blocking right away. And he's got really outstanding receiving skills in terms of his fluidity, his separation quickness, his hands. Everything's there for you. And in the third round, you know, you don't necessarily need him to come in and dominate right away, but because you have Kroom and you have Croft. But I think that you can be looking at Cahal Warring in 2020 and beyond as your starter and a high-level starter. And I think he's a guy that's going to gives you a high ceiling and gives you a ton of potential. So he's one of my guys this year, and I am beyond happy to snatch him up here in the third round with pick number 74. So the simulator's going. I've got 2 fourth-round picks. You know I'm going to take a punter here at some point. So let's let this thing roll here. Coming up in the fourth round, the Bills are almost on the clock. A few more to get through. And just to tell you what I'm thinking about as it goes through, I'm thinking about a running back. I'm thinking about even more depth along the defensive line. I'm thinking about a punter. You better believe it. So here I am, pick number 112 in the draft. And there are some running backs available that I like. Let me see if I want to take one of them. Damian Harris from Alabama is available. Devin Singletary from FAU. I like Harris a lot. Harris is a guy who just kind of does everything really well. Good vision. He's powerful. Catches the football. He pass blocks. Doesn't have a ton of juice. But I'm okay with that. But is that what I want to go with here? I kind of like the depth of the line of the running backs, but I think that Damian Harris gives you that feature back potential. I'm going to put that on the back burner. I'm going to look at some other positions here. I'm going to see if, yeah, the edge rushers have kind of dried up. Interior defensive line, there's some guys that I like here that we can target a little bit later. Wide receiver, I like some of these guys, but I'm going to wait. I think I'm going to go with Damian Harris. Let's do it. Let's go with Damian Harris, running back from Alabama. What an outstanding thing for him to be able to come in and be the third running back for the Bills behind Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy as a rookie. And then he can step into a top two role for the team.
in 2020 and beyond. So I'm up again here with the Bills' other fourth round pick, and we've addressed a lot of needs, in my opinion. And we get to address another one right here. I'm going to see, go back to these receivers, because I really like Stanley Morgan Jr. from Nebraska. I think that he gives you a vertical threat, really outstanding route running skills, and a guy that I project very favorably to help you on special teams. Now, he's not a super big body, but he's a bigger guy. Is that what I want to do here? I think that's what I want to do. I think that's what I'm going to do. Stanley Morgan Jr., wide receiver from Nebraska, will be my pick here at 131. So we've gone defensive tackle, edge, tight end, running back, and wide receiver. Now, I haven't forgot about the offensive line, although I don't know if any of these guys will make the team. All right, here's the offensive line. I'm up in the fifth round, and this is a guy that I love, Bobby Evans from Oklahoma. He started 40 games for Oklahoma, who has had arguably the best offensive line over the last 3 years in college football and the best offense overall. And Bobby Evans is a dude that I love. I think he can play right and left tackle and give the Bills a future starter at that spot. And I think, you know, in the fifth round here, I'm going to pick one. I don't even know what number this is. I'm in the fifth round. I don't know what number it is, but this is going to be a steal. I'd take Bobby. It's one pick 147. I think I would take Bobby Evans in the third round in a heartbeat. So to get him in the fifth round with pick 147, that's easy money for me. All right. I feel like I need to go back to defense here. Let's see if I like any of these linebackers available. Nope. See if I get any corners, because I think that there is a need at corner. I'm going to wait on corner safeties, man. The talent's drying up on me. Is there another tight end that I like? No. Well, it is. I mean, we're getting into the later parts of the draft here, so you're not always going to have the best players available. I think this will be the right time for me to take my punter. We're going to go with Mitch Wisnowski here, my punter from Utah. I got to search his name, make sure I get him. And I've drafted him. Mitch Wisnowski, punter from Utah in the fifth round. I'm telling you guys, I want to get this punter thing right. I want to make sure that the Bills, when they punt, that they can flip the field. Guy with a booming leg that controls the football. He kicks it end over end and spiral. So he's the punter that I want this year, and I'm going to make sure that I get it if I'm calling the shots. All right, I'm back up here in the sixth round, and we're talking about depth guys here, and I would love to get another defensive tackle or another defensive end. Let's see here. I'm at defensive tackle. I like DeMarcus Christmas. He's a guy that is super physical and stout at the point of attack. Let me see if there's any edge rushers that I like. I like Malik Carney. I think Malik Carney is actually pretty interesting, a productive player that I think he gives you some versatility in terms of playing in space and rushing the passer. I think that's going to be my pick right here in the sixth round. Malik Carney, edge rusher from North Carolina. We'll double dip there, make sure that we have depth for the future, and I think that would be a logical selection. We're coming up here with the Bills' 2 7th-round picks, and just to talk to you about the positions that I'm thinking about running back, and I'm thinking about cornerback. So I think we'll look at corner. I'm up now here with the first. Oh, I like Donnie Lewis. This is going to be an easy pick for me. Donnie Lewis, a ton of ball production at Tulane. He caught my eye at the Shrine game. I was there for the East-West Shrine game and the practices all week. I thought he was one of the best players there. And I think that his blend of ball skills and coverage ability, I think he's good in man coverage. I think that he'll be a good late-round target for the Bills. And I'm back up, and I'm going to go back to running back, and I'm going to try to get myself a niche back here, a guy that I know that can catch the football. And we're going to go with James Williams here from Washington State. He's caught like 300 passes over the last 4 years for Washington State. I mean, he's kind of that niche guy, like a James White type player that just, he's kind of just strictly, not strictly a receiver, but I mean, that's kind of where he makes his hay, and that's what he'll do at the next level, is catch the football with consistency. And I love to the idea of right now. I mean, honestly, if I think about 2020 and my top two backs are Damian Harris and James Williams, I think the Bills are in good shape. So I think we've solidified the depth there, but also given us a plan at running back for 2020 without making that a pressing need. So I like what I was able to do there. All right, so here's what the draft looks like. This is my draft. These are my guys. I made these picks as I would do it, and I would be honestly would love to hear your feedback on it. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheJoeMarino. But my draft is Ed Oliver at 9, Chase Winovich at number 40, the edge rusher, tight end Cahal Waring at number 74. Pick 112, I went Damian Harris, running back, Alabama. Pick 131, I went Stanley Morgan Jr., wide receiver, Nebraska. 147, Bobby Evans, offensive tackle from Oklahoma. 158, Mitch Wisnowski, punter from Utah. 181, Malik Kearney, edge rusher from North Carolina. 225, Donnie Lewis, cornerback, Tulane. And 228, James Williams, running back, Washington State. Sign me up for that right now. Like I said, those first three picks are pretty much my personal dream scenario right now at this minute. So let me know what you think. Hit me up on Twitter at TheJoeMarino. Follow the podcast at Locked On Bills. Would kindly ask that you take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Make sure you don't miss anything, but leave that 5-star review and leave a nice written rating or review. That stuff really helps the podcast. So anything that you can do to help promote the show is something that I truly greatly appreciate. So thanks as always for listening. Until next time, appreciate you listening to Locked On Bills.